People in the United States spend a lot of money on healthcare, more than people in other countries.
Each individual American ends up, you know, spending on average about $10,000 a year.
That's Dr. Ashish Jha, a physician and professor of global health at Harvard. That $10,000 is not what you personally spend out of pocket every year. It's what you, your employer, your health insurance provider, and the government all spend on you in total.
And that spending represents about 17.8% of the American economy every year. And that is today's Planet Money indicator, 17.8%. That is much higher than what other high-income countries spend, in some cases almost twice as much. And today, we are going to look at the reasons why Americans spend so much more and at some ideas that might help us spend less.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 350 cyber companies and 8,900 technology-related firms. Details at powerofideas.org.
Dr. Ashish Jha and some colleagues just published a big new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association where they compared healthcare spending in the United States with the spending in 10 other developed countries, countries that are similar to the U.S. Most of these were European countries.
Add everything up, hospitalization, doctor's visits, pharmaceuticals, flu shots, everything. And those other countries spend way less money on healthcare than we do. But maybe not for the reasons you think. Ashish and his colleagues found that Americans don't go to the hospital or the doctor's office more than people in other countries.
I've heard the conventional wisdom here that, like, Americans overuse the healthcare system, that, like, we're a country of hypochondriacs. You're saying that's not true?
So we may be a country of hypochondriacs, but so are the Europeans.
And overall, we Americans also don't seem to use specific medical procedures more often than our European friends. Sure, we get our knees replaced more, but we get our hips replaced less.
I wonder why that is. Are we using our hips less? Anyway, contrary to what people think, overusing medical services is not the reason that we Americans spend more money. According to Ashish and his colleagues, here are the reasons. There are three reasons. First, says Ashish, we pay our doctors and nurses a lot more than other countries do.
How much more?
You know, it depends. If you look at it, we pay primary care doctors probably about twice as much as the Europeans. Yeah, like a lot more, right? And that's just for primary care. I mean, on specialties, there are some specialists that probably get paid five or, you know, seven times as much here as they do in Western European countries.
Part of the explanation is that in other countries, the government simply decides how much doctors and nurses get paid. Another part of the explanation is that in the United States, he says, high-skilled people just get paid more in most professions, and the medical profession has to compete for that same talent.
You're not competing against European doctors, right? People aren't deciding, do I want to be a doctor in America or do I want to go to England? They're trying to decide, do I want to be a doctor in America or do I want to go work on Wall Street?
Wall Street screws us again.
It's always Wall Street's fault. And so the high salaries ensures that really the best of the folks coming out of college end up going to medical school.
The second reason Americans spend more on healthcare is that we spend a lot more money on drugs, on pharmaceuticals.
On average, I'd say we spend about three times as much on drugs in this country as we do in other high-income countries. And that's not because we're taking a lot more pills. It's just we're paying a lot more for each pill.
Why?
We have some bad policies that make it very hard for us to import generics from other countries. So if there's a generic drug that's pretty cheap, and by the way, 80% of drugs sold in America are now generics, so they really are the bulk of the drugs that we all buy. If there's a generic drug that's been approved in Germany, you can't import it in the United States. The Food and Drug Administration won't let you. And so if there's one generic company making that drug in America, they can jack up the prices, and they know there will be no competition.
The third and final reason is that administrative costs are much higher in the American medical system. These administrative costs can include things like reporting data to the government, paperwork, maintaining records, dealing with disputes about medical bills. It's pretty much what it sounds like.
Here's the thing. Americans don't use medical services more than people in other countries, but we pay a higher cost each time we do use them. And these three reasons, paying doctors and nurses more, paying higher prices for drugs, and higher administrative costs, help explain why.
And Ashish says these three reasons also point to a few possible ideas for how we can spend less money on healthcare. Now, this is obviously a hugely complicated issue, but one basic idea, one basic framework from Ashish is that we can find ways of giving people more options.
For example, the U.S. could make it easier to trade with other countries in pharmaceuticals, especially generics, and it could also be easier for doctors and nurses trained abroad to practice medicine here.
And in the last couple of decades, there has been a lot of consolidation in the healthcare sector. Hospital companies have bought out doctors' offices, and hospital companies themselves have been bought out by other hospital companies.
There are lots of markets now where you go in and basically there are these two or three behemoths, large health systems, and when they go sit down with the insurance company to negotiate prices of their stuff, they make it very hard for the insurance company to walk away. And so essentially, they can charge almost whatever price they want.
So Ashish says it's not too radical for the U.S. government to consider using antitrust laws to prevent or even reverse this consolidation. It might give competition in the healthcare sector a needed boost.
Shot in the arm.
Nice.
How did you avoid medical puns through this whole thing?
This podcast is produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 350 cyber companies and 8,900 technology-related firms. Details at powerofideas.org.
I'm Robin Young, co-host with Jeremy Hobson of Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. We cover the day's most essential news with analysis and context so you know the why and the what's next, plus authors, artists, people making a difference. It's a fast-paced snapshot of the world every day. Listen to Here and Now on NPR One or wherever you listen to podcasts.